National Finance Committee for the Pacifica National Board will be called to order. And I will call the row. Alberto Luera, Brian Seekert.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Lonnie Hicks. Me, Michael Martin, here. R. Paul Martin.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Summer Reese. Zakai Free. We have a quorum.
Who was the first person you called, just so that...
Alberto Luera.
Albert.
Alberto Luera.
Alberto Luera. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be on the call because I talked to him earlier this afternoon. He's the treasurer for KPFT.
Okay. Oh, I remember him talking last time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've circulated an agenda.
Here.
I'm sorry?
I'm here. Nicole is here.
Nicole, I apologize.
And just as a point of information, Grace, if you just sent out anything, I didn't get it. So could you push that to me, please? Thanks.
Oh, sure. Maybe I mistakenly didn't send it to you. I will send
okay. The agenda has been circulated. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, this is Grace. This is probably, I think, my fourth time that I've requested that our task force report on plans, ideas for improving listenership and income be placed on the agenda. And I'd like that to be put on the agenda tonight. I don't know why it isn't there. I've made a number of requests for this.
What was that caption again?
Well, I'll just add it. I think the problem, Grace, is I keep on adding it and writing, and I've been doing that at home, and I'm now at my office, and so I can actually permanently put it on the agenda next time.
Okay. It's listenership something?
Well, why don't we just put it under the category of improving revenue?
Improving revenue.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll put that under long-term recovery plan.
Just a point of privilege here, Mike. It's Brian.
Yes, Brian.
If we could ask those national board members who aren't committee members who are able to, since this is a public meeting, to listen via the web stream, it'll cut the amount of static we're accumulating from other people's phone lines and save the foundation a few pennies on phone calls.
Yeah, unless the national board member wants to hang in and, you know, they may have a burning question about a budgetary issue. So I'll leave it to their discretion. They're PNB members. They can do either. So, okay. Any other additions or corrections to the agenda?
Let me. This is Campbell Johnson. Did you get a copy of the budget that we sent that had been approved by the Finance Committee?
No, but that's good news. And
okay,
you've got
Robert,
an LSB approved budget.
Well, not LSB approved yet, but
okay.
It's approved by our Finance Committee.
Great.
And
that's
Campbell,
good news.
Campbell, this is Nicole. Could you please make sure staff gets that? We just put out an ask to WPFW today yet again. We have yet to see any badges. So could you please make sure that gets forwarded?
You've yet to see any what?
Budget. So could you please make sure that gets forwarded to National Office staff? Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
sure.
We'll change the...
That was supposed to have happened because... We met Saturday, and, you know, both Ron and Robert were there. And, you know, they were authorized to send it on so that...
Okay, so we'll change the WPFW agenda item to say WPFW local finance committee approved budget is the current status of that budget, as opposed to budget status unknown.
Okay.
Okay, any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Any objections to approval of the agenda? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. I'm going to go back. What we're going to do is lay out what's currently on the floor right now are two budgets that have been laid out and discussed, KPFA budget and KPFT budget. Both budgets left with some pending questions. Let's move to KPFA first, and I'll recognize Brian Teekert to discuss the issues that were remaining with the KPFA budget, which I believe related to income projections, non-pledge drive income projections relating to mailing.
Actually, two things you wanted to, or that you and Jamie wanted to follow up on. One was fulfillment rates. The other was the direct mail campaigns. I'll take them in that order. Fulfillment rates, I had our Mensa's operator and business office update the historic pledge drive data in our budget worksheet, which is in the package I sent out to you all earlier today. We had budgeted 90% fulfillment, which is, let me pull it up here.
Could I ask the people name the spreadsheets, the documents they're referencing?
Sure. This is KPFA budget FY09 final 2-1. We had budgeted 90% fulfillment. The question was, is that a little optimistic? We updated all of our FY07 drives. Several of them were at 88%, although one was at 91%. And this year's drive seemed to be trending toward 89-90, but it's hard to tell for sure. We're not able to do as detailed a month-by-month modeling as what I just saw from KPFK, although we're going to change our reporting so that we can do that in the future. So we think the risk there is certainly a risk that our fulfillment would be closer to 88%. And the risk there is about 40,000. On the direct mail campaigns, let me just pull up what I sent y'all. I sent you detailed historic information on each of the direct mail campaigns that are budgeted for next year, and there are historic data for some of them, but not for all of them. Our holiday appeal the last 2 years we did one were 48,000 and 59,000 respectively. We're budgeting 50 this year. However, if you take the drop from 59 to 48 as a trend, we could be looking at something 10,000 lower than that. The January tax mailing, we did 77 2 years ago, 68 this year, and we're budgeting quite a bit, 50,000, so I think that's a conservative, safe assumption. The February winter drive mailing is a new campaign for KPFA. It's budgeted at a 56 gross and a very high net. It's supposed to be a very targeted mailing. I went over that with KPFA's development director slash interim general manager, and she says, well, yeah, it's unproven. And there is risk there that we would make quite a bit less. We think the risk is about 20,000. The April mailing, we've done April mailings before, but not this current year. Last year, the April mailing made 40,000. Excuse me. 2 years ago, the mailing made 53,000 gross. Last year, it made 54,000 gross. We're budgeting 42, so we think that's conservative, that's safe. And on the September mailing, it's another one that we have no historic precedent for. It's budgeted to gross only 27,000, but we think there's maybe 10,000 in risk if it doesn't go as planned. If you add those up, the fulfillment and the direct mail, we think there's about 80,000 in risk in the budget, and it's really up to y'all what you want to do with it. This is a break-even budget. There's no extra money hanging around on the bottom line, which is bad. We had done that on the understanding that we would have full use of the reserves we've built up over the past several years, so that if we were underperforming the budget, we would have the wiggle room to run a deficit for a month or two while we made a course correction. Now that KPFA's assets are getting encumbered, I don't know if we can make that assumption anymore. KPFA's manager is open to making more salary cuts, which is pretty much the only place we have left to cut from, in order to show more money on the bottom line. She had our business manager rough out our needs next fiscal year. We have some
had him rough out what?
Our needs next fiscal year, FY10.
Oh, okay.
Our longer-term needs, because we have regular cost inflation. Health benefits probably be going up another $60,000 that year. We are getting, we're budgeting with a one-time lump sum amount from CPP this year, FY09, that we won't have the following year. of election costs will be higher in FY10 because we'll be paying for a full election rather than a half election spread over two fiscal years. They expect, and again, it's roughed out, but they expect that if revenue doesn't go up in a year, we'll be making another $300,000 in cuts down the line to stay in a break-even position. So she's comfortable making some of those cuts a year early to show whatever the National Finance Committee wants on the bottom line to be safe. So it's really up to you all. What you want KPFA to show in terms of a surplus and how many cuts we have to make right away.
Questions of Brian? Well, I've got one if there isn't anyone else. When we adopted our policy in June, we essentially adopted an accounting policy that dictates that we stay completely balanced in this budget. And I think we should adhere to the letter to that rule. Here's my thought, Brian. There are two approaches here. You can leave the budget like it is, and ask staff to create what I would call a contingency line item that's already built into the budget that automatically goes into place if you come up $80,000 short. If you have an $80,000 risk, I think you ought to have a contingency line item of $80,000 that staff could put together, tailor it to be adopted in the budget that automatically goes into effect upon the non-collection of the money. Or you could just cut it now.
Yeah, I don't think the first one works because we're talking about cutting staff positions, and you don't cut them in small increments. In other words, that $80,000 in risk is spread out over the whole year. When one mailing comes up $5,000 short, you're either going to cut a position or not cut a position. You're not going to cut a fraction of a position. And also, I think probably from an HR point of view, it's easier for management to do cuts at once than to piecemeal them, because then people start feeling singled out.
Those are my thoughts. I don't know what the committee, whether the committee has any objection to that, but my point being that I think we ought to come to the PNB, submit to the PNB at each signal area a complete, as risk-free budget as we can possibly create under the circumstances.
Jamie?
Sherry?
Jamie?
Nicole?
Jamie and then Sherry.
And Nicole, please?
And Nicole. Jamie, Sherry, and Nicole.
Okay, yeah, I would like to say thank you for Brian for coming back with that information first. That's very helpful. And thanks to your business manager for her honest assessment, or his honest, I don't know, her honest assessment of the way things are. Second point is, I don't believe KPFA is our biggest problem, so I hope we wouldn't spend that much time on it. But I do kind of agree with for the choices that Mike has laid out, I would take the second one. I believe probably more cuts should be made now. I don't, from watching Pacifica in the past, estimate that cuts may be needed somewhere in the middle of a fiscal year, and so they don't make the budget smaller, but they have this sort of idea that maybe something will happen that'll trigger something. I don't know. I don't know how that's worked around KPFA, but the other stations, it really hasn't worked. And for the reasons Brian has laid out, you're not going to miss a drive by $80,000. You're going to miss it by $5,000. So somebody could say, well, we'll just do $5,000 next, better the next time. And and next thing you know, it's like the year's almost over, and you're really spending a little bit more than you should. So
yeah.
I would support, if it's possible to support to cut $80,000, that seems like it would probably be a more prudent approach. I say that, with the full understanding that KPFA is one of our more healthy stations.
Well, and one of the ways we've stayed healthy has been trying to control our expenses over the past couple of years. I mean, the way she's looking at it, and this makes sense to me, the way they laid this out, is these are cuts that we're either making in a year or we're making now. It's not a choice between making cuts and not making them. It's one. Because we are using some one-time money this year, and because we've had flat revenues for several years now, but steadily rising costs that we don't have control. non-discretionary costs.
I guess it seems a lot more prudent to make the cuts now.
Sherry.
I agree with Jamie and Mike. And I think since those are our options, and also because the network is putting an enormous responsibility on KPFA and its listening audience, I think we should think about the cuts now as opposed to later.
Nicole.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, just underscoring the need for a balanced budget, not just within the PNB and Pacifica, but any of the financial agencies we're turning to now, whether they're banks or clearinghouse, will demand balanced budgets on looking at both the revenue coming in for the last couple of years and then the projected. So we really have to show that we're taking into account, you know, any of the risks, et cetera.
Are there any objections to the comments made by Jamie, Sherry, and Nicole, and myself with regard to how we ought to deal with this $80,000 risk?
Yeah, Mike, it's Campbell Johnson.
Yeah, Campbell.
One, I don't know if I had mentioned it before. This was maybe in our LSB Finance Committee meeting or another. But, you know, I'm a former banker and former controller in a bank. And, you know, the going concern, I don't know if that term means anything to anyone, but the notion that this business that we're in is going to be a continuing business is one of the kind of axioms that a lot of folks deal with. And when you're cutting a staff position, you know, as the first option, I think that with the remaining staff and with the persons who were cut, you don't create a bunch of goodwill. If what's done when you have a marginal kind of decrease in revenues, and I think that's what we're looking at, is marginal decreases. When what's done is that you have a furlough that can hit, you know, maybe all professional staff the same level and non-professional staff at a lesser level of pain, then I think you have a situation where you're controlling those salary costs, but you're keeping the basic team together that can help turn, you know, into more profitability. So, again, I don't know how you would respond to that rather than, you know, lobbing off somebody who's maybe a contributor, but, you know, you aren't really, you think it's of the folks that you have on staff, this person may not be as much of a contributor to the effort as perhaps, the rest of them. If somebody's got to go, this is the person who ought to be thrown under the bus. I think that, you know, perhaps it creates more of a team attitude if furloughs are undertaken before you get to staff cuts. Does anybody have any feedback on that?
Well, I think what we're saying is that may be an option that staff at KPFA might want to look at, and I think perhaps we should defer to whatever the local situation at KPFA is to let them handle it.
What I'd be glad to do is tell you, you know, talk with you about, you know, in another, like, one-to-one on how you might undertake that and be able to make it work in a positive kind of fashion.
Okay.
Can I? This is,
yes,
Sherry.
Someone. Sherry, yes.
Yeah. I just want to say that in some situations, and I appreciate Campbell's remarks, a furlough doesn't help resolve structural weaknesses. And in some stations, I'm not saying that this is true for KPFA, that is not really an appropriate response to some of the financial situations that we are dealing with in some of the other signal areas. So it's, you know, a furlough is a guarantee of a return to work. So,
well,
the issue might be more serious at other signal areas.
But
there's no cross-talking.
Let me suggest the kind of thing I'm thinking about. I'm not suggesting, like, somebody's furloughed for a week or something like that, but I'm suggesting that, you know, maybe all staff would be furloughed a day, and it would vary during the course of the month. Not everybody on the same day or anything, but people would be able to choose the day, but it may be a day, 2 days, a month for, like, 2 months, and then... Certainly during the holidays you don't want to do that sort of thing unless, you know, people particularly choose that. But I think that they want to keep their revenues, you know, their salaries up. And then maybe around February it could be continued, say, for maybe 2-3 months if necessary. And I think you get the same kind of bang there. Of course, you know your staff's better than I do, of course. And if you know, you need to do some leaning or gleaning of them, you know, that's one thing. But I'm saying that if that's not the case, if you feel, you know, good about the team that you have there, and, you know, it would really be a painful thing to cut a person, you can accomplish much of that same result over time by virtue of the furlough. And that would suggest to everyone that really we've got to focus a lot more and, you know, as a team, and make this thing work.
Brian here.
Brian. This is Grace. Can I be added to the stack?
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're actually putting ourselves in a management role on how to implement something here. The question is how much to whittle down a budget line, and the implementation is going to be up to KPFA management. When it comes to staff positions, it's going to be through negotiations with the union, because the contract's pretty specific about the procedure for both layoffs and furloughs. The question is, what kind of a bottom line are we shooting for? We've identified $80,000 in risk in the budget. Above and beyond that, there's always the risk of a fund drive not making its goal. We're only looking at fulfillment and direct mail campaigns there. And, you know, the economy getting much worse and souring everything. She's prepared to make up to $300,000 if that's what it takes to hit any kind of reserve or surplus requirement that this committee wants to apply across the boards. She wants us to set the number and give the orders.
Grace.
Okay, I'll pass.
With regard to what you just said, Brian, and I thought from our last meeting, and I'm trying to be efficient in this meeting, and I'd like to move away from KPFA if we could in a moment, but I felt fairly comfortable with your projections on pledge drives in our review last week. Let me just ask you, does management feel okay about what they were predicting? They seem to be predicting, as I recall, under right at where they were this year.
Yeah, they predicted a very mild downward trend. We have historically done very bad with fall fund drives in election years. I know that's not been the case for every station, but I think some portion of our listenership empties their pocketbooks for their candidates of choice and feels kind of broke when KPFA comes asking. It's a reason we moved it up this year, and we did lower the goal for it compared to last year, but, you know, it could be a bigger hit than we're budgeting to accommodate. I mean, you never know. Fund drives are fund drives.
Right. Well, as long as we're coming in within a, you know, very close approximation to last year, I think that's as responsible as we can expect to be. And you came in under. So,
last year we came in over goal.
You're coming in on this year's budget, 2009, I mean, next year's budget, under that.
That's right.
Well, if there, in light of this discussion, to kind of move this forward, if there is no objection, in light of the sentiments expressed by the committee, we would keep the KPFA budget laid out and pending, and would request a proposal to reduce the $80,000 risk to a full balance budget.
That would be to add $80,000 in salary and related reductions?
Right. Whatever reductions you think your staff thinks are necessary. to accomplish that. It's their call, not ours. Any objection to that?
Sherry.
Sherry?
I'm not objecting, but I think that what the conversation indicates is that we should make that recommendation to the board to approve the budget with the board instruction to reduce it by 80,000 to guarantee a balanced budget.
Well, we could do that, but since we're not going to take the KPFA budget to the board within the next week, we could go ahead and ask KPFA if they could make the cut, and then take to the board a full balanced budget with KPFA.
Okay. Then that should be the instruction that's sent to them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right, Brian?
Mike, this is Nicole. Could you just reiterate that one more time? So you want them to take out the 80,000, basically, and come up with...
Yeah, to eliminate the 80,000 that they've identified as potentially risk dollars that may not be collected.
Okay. And find that in expenses.
Right. Or however they think they need to find it.
Well, I think it would be better. I mean, we don't want to knock a direct mail campaign out of the budget, right? It would be better for us to show enough in surplus on the bottom line to balance out the risk.
Right. That's the issue. So we're not instructing you to take out a direct mail campaign. We appreciate the risk. We're just instructing you to to prepare for that risk,
right,
so that you're really being conservative here. So in essence, what you would finish off next year if we were wrong and y'all were right on your projections, is you'd have $80,000 extra dollars.
Right. Okay, so then what I do is ask management to produce an amended budget for the National Board that meets those specifications for the National Board.
For the National Finance Committee, yeah.
For the NFC, okay.
And if there's a problem with that, if there's a huge issue, would you email me and I'll communicate the concern to the entire committee before the next meeting so that everybody knows what's going on in terms
of
reaction.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Okay, let's move on to the KPFT budget. The request of the KPFT budget at the last meeting was two things: to provide the historical data on the pledge drives from the beginning, which I circulated earlier today, and then to provide a budget that would reflect the actuals forecasted for 2008 and the audited actuals for 2007 compared to the budgeted FYI 2009. And I've circulated that budget to you probably around 7 o'clock or quarter to 7. The essence of that budget, if you all have it in front of you and have it open, in essence reflects, after all of the considerations of costs and expenses and income are considered, that the 2009 budget is essentially $3,000 at risk. More specifically, though, I think it's more instructive to look at the changes in the numbers from these 3 years based upon the total income line and the total liability line. If you look at the total income line, what the total income of KPFT was in fiscal year 2007 post-audit was 1.411. What the actuals for fiscal year 2008 are expected to be are 1.258. What the budgeted amount for income for 2009 is 1.331, and so the difference is
73,000 dollars.
Yeah, I'm capable of thinking quick on my feet when it comes to the numbers. $73,240, and so that's the there's an additional contemplation of income of $73,000, but there are contemplated additional cuts in the budget. And if you go down to net excess income expenses, which is line 155, as a result of those cuts, where we were $70,000 in the hole in 2008, excess income should get us to $22,000 in the black as a result of cuts on some of the expenses that Dwayne has overall, after the adjustments and so forth, we have about a $3,000 risk in the budget. But there is, you know, the real difference, if you really want to look at it, is that there is a $70,000, you know, increase from 2008 or risk 2008, but it looks like that's addressed in the cuts incorporated into the body of the budget to take us down to a bottom line that still keeps us in the black or almost in the black, $3,000.
Brian,
any questions? Brian?
Mike, do you know what kind of cash balance you're carrying from year to year? Do you have any reserves at KPFT?
Our reserves basically run generally a month reserve. Right now the cash balance is 300, or, well, as of June, the end of June. The cash balances fluctuate. I've never seen them get below 100, to be honest with you. I'm sure it's happened, but generally Dwayne is pretty good about trying to keep that month reserve. And if he ever gets to the point where he doesn't have the month reserve, he starts calling people.
All right.
So I don't recall any real problems with that over the last year or two.
Looking at your budget, I'm a little concerned about the trend you're forecasting in listener support, because you're forecasting from 07 to 08 a drop of $110,000, which is about 11%. But from 08 to 09, you're forecasting an increase of $140,000. And when I look in detail at your fund drive history, you're expecting your fund drives to have a daily pledge average as much as 50% higher than what they've had this year. And I'm not sure what's supporting that.
I share your concern, Brian. I've been looking at the same thing, and Dwayne, I just got these. I've been calling Dwayne all day, and he meant to get them to me sooner, and to no fault of his own, somebody messed up on an email address, and so they didn't come sooner. But I think that those are valid questions, and I think that it would be fair to ask why that assumption is being made. And I should have done that, but I just ran out of time with being able to talk to Dwayne about it.
Mike, this is Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole.
Yeah, you know, from the cash in bank that we sent out, which basically I think was at the end of July, or it could have been mid-August, one of those consolidated cash in bank, I believe KPFT had about $217,000 in their operating account, which is more or less their the reserve. They did just finish their summer drive. They grossed $140,000. We don't know what they'll net. I have a question, though, Mike, and I probably should have asked Dwayne. I didn't vet the budget with Dwayne. You guys were so early that was before I vetted the budgets. But I'm curious as to the major donation in FY07. Looks like it was pretty substantial, but the actual so far for 08, definitely less than half.
There's a note on that, Nicole.
Why was that?
They had $80,000 for their transmitter project.
Yeah, that was the...
That was the transmitter project.
It's the Watt campaign, the buy a Watt kind of thing. And so it was a special campaign for the transmitter, which was very successful. And that is the difference.
Okay.
And, of course,
well,
that campaign didn't occur in 2008.
Some ways that was restricted, right? That was very restricted.
Yeah, that was restricted fundraising for the purchase of the new transmitter.
Right, and so was that total $104 for that then?
No, I don't believe that encompasses all. I think there's some other donations, but a big chunk of that was the Watts, What's Up with the Watts campaign, Up for Watts campaign. I can't remember exactly what it's called. Wendy's probably, as she's listening, going, Mike, I can't believe you don't remember this, but...
Right.
It was something like that.
I think
but it's not the entire 104.
It might have been by a Watt. Right. It was by a
right.
Watt, I think. And
yeah.
Right. Okay. Got it. So in
the
future, we might split out, you know, what was major donations for restricted and then what was major donations for operations. That's
okay.
A good note to myself.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I'd like, I agree with Brian's question about the increase in the projection, and I think we ought to get an explanation on that. and feel some level of comfort before we move forward with KPFT. I almost got Duane on the call tonight, and I probably could get him on the call if you want me to go off and call him and get him on, or we could just wait till next week.
Get him on.
You want to get him on now? If you guys want to start the KPFK discussion, and I'll get Duane on the phone. I may not be fair to Duane. Why don't we just get Duane for next week?
They just finished their drive. Yeah, they just finished their drive today.
Yeah. He's at home, and I mean, I told him he didn't have to join the call. And
All right.
Why don't we give him a little break? I'll get him on the line next week, and we can have a fairly specific discussion about this. Okay. And we'll leave tea on the table. Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, let's move. The chair will lay out the KPFK budget and recognize Nicole for an explanation.
Well, why don't we toss to Grace? She is
okay.
on the KPFK.
Grace, you want to start off on K?
Yes, unfortunately.
Or in Summer. Has Summer joined the call yet?
No, unfortunately, Summer had a prior commitment, which I think she mentioned a couple of weeks ago to Mike, and she had requested that we have this meeting tomorrow instead of tonight, but whatever. She may be able to dial in, she may not be. I will give you whatever information I can, and then I might be able to get her on the call. If I call her for a short time, she may be able to contribute. Anyway, we made as many cuts as we possibly could. Our budget is realistic. I have some. We made about over $350,000 in payroll cuts, which will be implemented as soon as I have been told, shortly after the end of our currently ongoing summer fund drive, mini drive. So, and then there were a bunch of questions asked by Jamie, which I had our business manager respond to this afternoon. I sent you those responses by email, and then if there are any questions, I'll try to answer them as best as I can.
Mike, I can do a follow-up.
Yeah, Nicole.
I think to underscore what Grace said, KPFK's FY09 budget is very contingent upon their current reduction plan. And so what you see reflected is that implemented. Also, let's not forget that, currently KPFK owes the fees to national office. So I believe in their budget, and Grace, correct me if I'm wrong, they show the central services coming in starting in the fiscal year, whereas national office shows it coming in on by the middle of the fiscal year in order to get them steady, up and running, through whatever changes are going to go on, and just be a little more direct on that. So
that's
those
our
are
hope.
Two footnotes, I think, that are important.
Yes, that's our hope, that we'll be able to raise money in an accelerated fashion. I have a great concern about the current mini drive. There have been changes made in the drive, and a number of staff have communicated to me that they're very concerned about it because it is right now failing. And a number of staff hope that there'll be some reevaluation of it and not allow it to fail, because I just talked to our business manager today. We have enough money to pay through August, but we will not have enough money to pay the September payroll or bills on September 15th if this fund drive fails. We need to raise at least $1,000. Doesn't look like we're going to come anywhere near that goal. So there are reasons that the current modus operandi for this drive is considered to be possibly not optimum by our staff, and I would hope that there will be a reevaluation should the drive continue to underperform the way it has been the last couple of days.
Yes, a pity the web crashed.
Yeah, the web, we have had ongoing problems with hackers destroying our website and having to be continually rebuilt. We also have had, over the years, almost a fairly frequent sabotage of our fund drives by people cutting the phone lines. For instance, at one drive, there have been a number of different actual instances of sabotage. So also, a lot of our listenership is drive time, in car, impulse listenership. They call in with their credit cards and pledge. That's a big problem in Southern California is gridlock, and that's a significant part of our audience, and they will not necessarily migrate to the web to pledge. Also, our average listening age, according to the latest Arbitron figures that we got an Arbitron report, is 54 years old, and it's the belief of staff that older members are very reticent to pledge, use their credit cards over the internet. Rather, younger people in society generally are much more apt to use their credit card over the internet. So a lot of our core listeners are in the 60-plus age range, and often they are not on the internet, or they have dial-up and would have trouble pledging online anyway. So I think that given all the expertise, we are the station that has, generally speaking, had the highest gross income of any station. Our fund drives are usually pretty successful, even though we've had, in my estimation, declining quality in programming and in listenership. Still, our staff really know how to do the fund drives, and this veering from their usual modus operandi may not be successful for many reasons. I think the iPod, we're giving away an iPod a day. I think that is a very good thing.
Okay,
but
can
anyway,
I interrupt,
that's
Grace?
My assessment, but it's very troubling at this point.
Okay, I'm your format, the budget format in KPFK is a little different, and I've been struggling with the assumptions on the assumptions page and looking at the 2009 budget. I'm almost inclined to say maybe we should ask for a format that we've now got from KPFA and KPFT, where you've got a comparison between the audited former years and what we're attempting to accomplish. But it looks like to me from looking at this that your 2009 overall goal is going to be $3.3 million. And at a fulfillment rate of 85%, that takes you to $2.805. And you've given us this, and I just haven't looked at it yet, the historical analysis that both T and A have now provided. And if we don't have that, we probably need to get a look at what the historical analysis of fulfillment rates are, so we've got that information. Because I think that's pointing the committee in the right direction as we look at the last two discussions of
Mike,
has
a tab called MEMSIS Collection Data.
Is that it?
It's not formatted the same, but I think you'll find it serves a similar purpose.
Okay, I see it.
It's actually much more detailed than what we've provided.
Yeah,
my hat's off to him.
Yeah, but sometimes detail is good, and sometimes it's bad, because what we're trying to do is get these things read and understood. If I go back to the assumptions that are made here, I think that's an assumption. And then I look at there is a line under assumption for fiscal year 2007, and that adds up to 3.955. As the amount that was estimated to as the estimated income for 2007, or maybe that's 2008.
Which number are you looking at?
I'm looking at the assumptions. I guess it's 2007.
Okay.
What's the line number?
And line number there.
Line number. Well, I'm adding them up. It's under fiscal year 2007 under assumptions at list one. On line 7, 1.8, line 8, 1.8, at each fund drive. If you add those up, it adds up to be 3.955. And then fiscal year 2009 is got a fulfillment rate under this orange box there of 2.8.
I don't know what's the Excel row number that you're at?
Well,
J10.
J10?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah, that's it. Boy, that's pretty good, R. Paul. And then if you go over to the tab on the actual budget, you're coming in apparently at 2009 for listener support income at 3.1, which is a little different from what your assumptions are that are listed in yellow on the assumptions page, which is 3.3. And I'm just confused, quite frankly. I don't know what happened really in... I'd like to know what... If you came in at 2007 at 3.9, I'd like to know what really happened. And I'd like to know what happened in 2008. And I know we've seen some of this information. It'd be nice if we had it all on one page. Am I missing something? Is there some tab that I could see that would have that on there?
There's a development tab.
Can you just repeat that question again? I was trying to look at the spreadsheet at the same time that you just repeat, Mike, that question, that exact question again.
Essentially, Grace, what I'm looking for is just a comparison on the listener support income actuals from 2009, what's predicted in 2009 compared to 2008 and 2007.
You know, Mike, this is Jamie. One thing I could say... it's confusing, but on the budget tab, this is not a KPFK problem. This happens everywhere. The budget listener support number includes more than fund drives. So that includes not only the $2.8 million they expect to make in fund drives, if I think I'm doing that right, but it probably includes some money from non-fund drive type income, like I believe they have some mail drops.
Sure, and we've seen that in A&T. They just break it down. But I think you may be right, Jamie.
It's on the development tab in their budget, just like ours. It ain't pretty, but it's there.
Right.
I think that Efren, all your questions, Jamie, were answered by Efren in an email that I sent at 5:07 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
Pacific time. Let me open it. I believe there was a question about that. I'm looking at the...
Your total income in 2008 was 3.6, is that right? I'm looking at the development tab, which would be line 8, column O. Those are the pledge goals.
So that would be the gross pledge before fulfillment was... 3.129, assuming they make 300,000 in the summer drive.
Right. And the Efren...
It's confusing because if you look down on O13, there's a different number.
That's net. That's less expense.
Oh, I gotcha.
Jamie, did you get Efren's response to your questions?
You know, Grace, I have to say I'm sorry, but I didn't. I actually haven't been on email since Saturday. I don't have email where I am.
Okay, he gives a long, but I sent it to everybody else. In the middle of the email, Efren's responses are in blue, and it says development spreadsheet, cell P9, 3,128,996. This amount is also shown under cell O147, which is the total of A, 2,870,996 on-air approved, a projected collection, B, 122,400 total direct mail income, cell O144, C, 85,200 total mail renewals income, cell O145, D, 50,400 total EFT income. So,
where are you reading from, Grace?
Okay, Jamie had a list of questions. I sent them to our business manager, and he replied to each question.
So, which one? Because I got your reply. I mean, I got which document are you referring to? Because you sent us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 documents.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the text of the email itself.
Oh.
It's not an attachment.
Okay.
It's an email that I sent.
I see it. I got it in front of me.
KPFK LSB approved 2009 budget, and I sent it at 5:07 p.m. Pacific time. Might be able to find it by the tail.
I got it. I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
You know, one thing, this is Jamie, to get back to Mike's question about 08 versus 09, looking at the development sheet, I believe columns O and P on row 12 show the net from fund drives expected in 08, which is $3.1 million, and what's budgeted for 09, which is $2.8 million. I'm not sure about that, though. Because the problem is, cell O11 puts an 85% fulfillment rate for fiscal year 08. Somebody who's also looked at this could correct me. But the MEMSIS collection data tab, which actually shows fulfillment for 08, shows that 08 drives didn't get to 85% fulfillment.
Okay, I can respond to that. And I did respond to it in this... And the response to your question.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't get to read it.
Okay, yeah, for those of you, the rest of you on the call, my response was in italics after Jamie's questions. Our new general manager prides himself on being an expert on improving fulfillment. He had positive experience in doing that at the last radio station he managed and is confident that he can improve our fulfillment rate to at least 85%. So on that basis, we allowed that assumption to be put in the budget. He actually intends to get it up past 90% fulfillment. Our fulfillment, the way we've been doing fulfillment left much to be desired, to be perfectly honest with you. Our generation of pledges is good, but the way we handle fulfillment has not been great. So I agree with that projection of improved income personally.
Just because your general manager says so? The thing is here that it actually says 85%. If I understand this spreadsheet right, the development spreadsheet, cell O11 says 85% fulfillment for fiscal year 08, which I believe is not true, but maybe I'm misreading the spreadsheet.
Well, actually, I believe that we're already starting to improve the fulfillment, and it takes at least 6 to 7 months to actually collect the pledges from earlier pledge drives.
Right.
So even though it diminishes, we're still collecting.
Somebody may be popping some corn in the background. If somebody could put their phone on mute, please. Go ahead, Grace. I'm sorry.
We're still collecting from the winter and June fund drive. So it's the fulfillment rates are improving slightly as the months go by.
Mike, this is Nicole. Can I speak for a minute?
Yes. Go ahead, Nicole.
When National Office vetted this with the team from KPFK, that, of course, immediately came up because K has been below 80% fulfillment. It's a wish, and, again, it was... We footnoted it, National Office did, in our footnotes that we sent out about, 3 weeks ago. Again, it's contingent. Don't forget that this FY09 budget locks in with the reduction plan. So pledges are accounted for differently at each station. This is something that needs to get uniform. Pledges are kept on the books. Some for 12 months, and for others, they're dropped off after 3 or 4 reminders. So each station has a different way of counting in that fulfillment. I don't know whether they split out EFT or not, which is really only over a period of 12 months, which is the understood agreement, of course. And each station has a different way of accounting for that as whether it's fulfilled or not. But we were mindful of the optimism. Just like we were mindful of the optimism for car donations, which is a big increase in a line item in the KPFK budget. And that, too, we footnoted. Again, this comes from the new GM, who, and I think in a city like Los Angeles, a good targeted campaign on car donations is actually quite a few stations and make a hefty amount from car donations. Again, it depends on the market. So, yeah, speaking just to that fulfillment and also speaking to the 85% increase, one can hope the systems get tighter and that the premium costs, all the net costs, all those costs that eat away at the gross, lower as well, because it's a multi-pronged strategy.
Brian here.
Brian?
So we're getting the sound of somebody typing. Could people mute their phones? I think that's the popcorn sound we're identifying. I think it's great that y'all have a new general manager you feel good about. My concern is that we budget based on what's proven, and that when we improve things, we take that as gravy rather than counting on improvement. Because it seems to me your new general manager could throw everything he's got at fulfillment and improve it, but only improve it to 82% or 83%. And leave you short a lot of money. And my other concern is the premium expense is going down to 4%. The reason stations use premium is because they drive giving. And if you find out partway through the year that you can't raise as much money without using the same level of premium, then you have a budget that doesn't work anymore. If you were to assume fulfillment comes in next year at 80% and premiums cost 10% instead of 4%, your entire surplus is gone before you start talking about the car donations. So I'm kind of curious what the plan is here if these assumptions don't bear out.
This is Grace. You know, I think that the best thing to do at this point in time is maybe discuss this a little longer, and then I can bring this to Summer, who can be on the call next week, and to our business manager, and to our new GM, and see if they want to make any budget adjustments based on this wisdom from other stations.
Let's focus it a little bit more. If your total 2008 pledge projections were 3.6, and you came in at 3.129, that means that you basically had the deficit that we've been having to deal with here, okay? But what you've done in 2009 is just lowered your projection to 3.3, but left your collections at 3.1, which... what you're essentially doing is saying we're going to collect essentially exactly what we collected this year. I'm a little uncomfortable with that if I'm appreciating the line correctly in the donor income, and I'd like that further explored. It's coming in at 3.128996 for next year, and y'all were at 3.129830, and I think it's fair to assume that there's probably going to be a lower trend, which is exactly why KPFT's budget is why we're going to have Duane on the call next week. That's one question I think that needs to be explored, what the logic of that is. The other thing I'd say is that I think might be helpful, since we've kind of started a trend, and it's not a bad one for purposes of the future, is while I really appreciate the work that has obviously gone into this by KPFK, I mean, you know, and I also appreciate the courtesy that KPFK has expressed to at least me when I've had email communications. They're just wonderful folks down there in L.A.